everyone, and welcome back to our podcast, What's Going On. Hi, Hannah, how are you?
I'm okay, thank you. How are you?
I'm really good. Have you been up to anything nice over the bank holiday weekend?
I didn't do much, but I watched a couple of films. And what else did I do? I played the piano a little bit for the first time in a long time. That was nice.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah.
Did you play when you were younger?
Yes, I did, yeah. And I've got an electric piano that we had to put back together. So I wasn't able to play it for a while, but we've just put it back together so I can finally play it again. Do you play any instruments?
I did. I played the saxophone growing up.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, and I loved it. I was in a jazz band.
Oh, cool.
But then as soon as I went to uni, I just never picked it up since. It's really sad.
Oh, that's such a shame. Do you still have it?
I do. And weirdly, recently I was talking to someone about this, saying I need to start again. But yeah, it's quite sad, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, it's not sad. I think you'll be surprised at how quickly it comes back to you if you did start again. Like at first you'd be like, oh my God, I'm terrible. But after like a little practice, I think it would probably come back quite quickly.
Yeah, a bit of muscle memory.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
So anyway, today's topic is all about the youth leaving the UK in search of better job opportunities, perhaps escaping a bit of a cost of living crisis here. So I was wondering, in our industry, we often come across people who have worked abroad. It's very common. Have you ever worked abroad, taught English abroad?
I have, yeah. Between school and university, I went to China and I taught English for 6 months.
Oh, whereabouts in China were you?
It was in Jiangsu province. Mm-hmm. So kind of 5 hours north of Shanghai on the bus. We went to Shanghai as often as possible. It was really great. This was 20 something years ago.
Oh, wow. Yeah,
24 years ago. Crazy.
Vintage.
Yeah. So I'm sure it's very different now, but it was great. I really loved it. And then from 2009 to 2012, I lived in Korea.
Oh, wow.
In Seoul and taught there, which, you know, I can't believe it's so long ago. It's getting further and further away from me. It's crazy. You know, the memory.
So can you speak any Korean?
12 years ago, I was not bad. I could have a conversation. I did study. I studied Korean at my Hagwon, my academy. They taught English and Korean. So I did study Korean. I tried really hard. But then since I moved back to the UK, I watch a lot of Korean films and like TV series, but I don't use my Korean. So it's really, really, really gone down. You need to practice really, really regularly to keep a language. And I haven't. Mm. I haven't really been able to. So I've lost it quite a lot, really. I've lost most of it. How about you? Have you worked abroad?
Yeah, China, funnily enough.
Oh, really? Whereabouts?
First in Hangzhou, which is about an hour southwest of Shanghai.
Right.
And then Shanghai. I returned and taught English in Shanghai for a few years. Yeah.
When was that?
That would have been, well, it was just before COVID. I was there when COVID hit.
Oh, gosh. I heard that was
had to come back. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. But so what made you come back in the end, I guess, from Korea?
Honestly, I wouldn't have. But my boyfriend at the time, my ex-boyfriend, sadly, his dad got really ill. So he wanted to move back to spend more time with him. So we moved back and then we broke up. So I thought about moving back to Korea, but I'd moved my cat all the way back from Korea. And I didn't want to then take her all the way back to Korea. So so she's the reason I stayed really in the UK for that long.
I love that.
Yeah.
It's a good enough reason.
Yeah. Yeah, it really is. So this today's topic, does it come from an article or where did you find it?
Yes. So we've got an article that we should have the link for you from The Guardian.
Mm.
So it's saying that a lot of kind of people between the ages of 16 to 34 are being kind of drawn to countries like Australia, Canada, Dubai. These countries perhaps have more attractive work-life balances. They've got higher salaries, perhaps definitely better weather, you could argue.
So these are people from the UK are being drawn to these other places, right?
Exactly, right. Yes. So why do you think more people kind of younger people nowadays are feeling the need to leave the UK in search of jobs abroad?
I think definitely the cost of living here has probably had a big influence because, you know, several of my friends in their 30s and 40s have had to move back in with their parents, which is quite an unusual thing to do in the UK, right?
Yeah.
Like, we tend to move out when we go to university, and a lot of people never move back home. Some people might move back in with their parents after university, but then they get a job and they move out as soon as possible, usually. So it's quite unusual for people to move back home, but some of my friends just can't afford to rent in the UK, you know, in different places. In London, York's quite an expensive place to live. So some of my friends have moved out of York because they can't afford it. So, you know, people look on Instagram, or they, you know, watch YouTube videos of people living cheaply in other countries. And that looks quite attractive. And I've definitely thought about it. I've thought about leaving the UK. You know, I don't love the political situation here.
Yeah.
Not that happy after Brexit. Sometimes I think, oh, maybe I should just leave, you know. What about you? Why do you think younger people are leaving?
I think it's similar. I do think there is an element of sometimes the grass seems greener. I think if you kind of spoke to people from these countries, they would say they all have their problems.
Yeah.
It is definitely, I think rent is such a big problem here. I think a lot of people don't realise in the UK, our renting system isn't really set up for kind of single people. It's very unusual here for one person to rent a place on their own.
Very true, yeah.
So if you're not in a kind of relationship or a partnership, you'll often kind of have to move in with strangers. And it's difficult, especially like you say, if you're in your kind of 30s, 40s.
Yeah, you don't want housemates in your 40s.
But I suppose this article is kind of targeting people in their 20s, early 30s.
Yeah.
Do you think the UK has got a particularly poor work-life balance? This article kind of listed that as perhaps one of the reasons.
I think not compared to some countries. I think compared to some countries, it's pretty good here, but it does depend on the industry. So if you work in law, for example, then, you know, those young lawyers are working constantly. They don't have a life, you know, they just eat takeaways and they, you know, they're in the office from like 8 a.m. till 9 p.m. But they really, those kind of people tend to love the job, right? But generally, I think we're not bad. I know that like most of my students in Korea are working overtime. So I know that there's like in Korea, the work-life balance is maybe more weighted towards work, whereas here in the UK, we're more weighted towards kind of a bit more of an even balance. But I think even then, you know, why should we work 5 days a week? You know, like, why should we only have two days to ourselves a week? And I think younger people are really feeling that. Do you feel the same way? Or
yeah, I mean, I have friends who have worked the, you know, will be working till midnight, but that was perhaps in their 20s. You know, they worked in leading corporates in London. And I do think there is that kind of lifestyle there, perhaps, or that culture. But personally, nowadays, I don't really know anyone that has kind of would say they had a poor work-life balance here. I mean, I think so.
Oh, really? So you think it's quite fair?
Yeah, I think here you can kind of, you can control it if that's what you want. If you want to prioritise that, I think it's possible.
Honestly, I agree.
Whereas, like you say, I'm not sure that is as possible in other countries.
Yeah, I do think we are quite lucky here. I think obviously there are probably countries that do it better than us, but I do think that we are quite lucky, especially when I compare like the British system to like the American system, for example. You know, they don't get much holiday. They don't really get any maternity leave. So we are quite lucky in some of the work protection that we have, you know. But I think for younger people, they just maybe they feel like they want more freedom. And I understand that.
Yeah.
And there is more freedom available to them as well. So why not take advantage of it, I feel like.
Absolutely. And nowadays it is so accessible for kind of people to get on a plane and find a job.
Yeah, we've got cheap flights, you know, you can find anywhere to live, you know, you can live in a cheaper country, you can do all kinds of things. It is very easy for people to do it.
Yeah, definitely.
Nice.
Anyway, a lovely chat. But so please join our BritTemp membership for kind of the English-Korean transcripts. And these all have kind of the key expressions And also we'll attach the link below for more details.
Great.
So thank you, Hannah. See you next time.
Yeah, good to see you. Bye.